We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and today, Briley Pritchard.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
This segment today is brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. And Briley's going to start joining me on Fridays when she can. Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Anyway, she even brought paperwork with her. I like that. So anyway, so how's school going?
It's going good.
And let's see, what is this, week two?
I think it's week three, maybe.
Time gets away.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You'll be graduating this time here pretty soon. But anyway, did it rain at your house?
We got a little bit. It wasn't a lot, but it was some.
Yeah, that's the way with me. I left the house this morning, it showered, really didn't even settle the dust, and I got a mile east of my house and the bar ditch is running full of water. So I missed it by a mile, but anyway, so early last week, I told everybody it was going to rain and not to worry, because when the full moon came up in the evening, it had a smiley face on it. Guess what? That myth was correct. Not everybody's got rain yet. There's some black spots on the mezzanine, but they're still pretty good. Let me check this radar out. There's still a pretty good storm out in the Texas Panhandle. I don't know if it's going to make it into Oklahoma, but hopefully it does. So anyway, we need some rain. There's people already greasing their drills up, getting their seed wheat ready, and everything's going. How's you guys' garden going?
It's still going good. It's starting to go down a little bit because of the heat, and it's getting closer to the season being over, but it's still doing pretty good.
Cool. Well, we'll talk about gardens later on in the show, about fall gardens. How's that? Anyway, so let's check out some temperatures in Oklahoma and Texas. Looks like right now the coolest spot is the home of the secret weapon. Cheyenne, you're at 71, 80 at Arnett, 77 at Slapout, 74 Cherokee, and it looks like the warm spot in our listening area is Tipton at 84 degrees out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 77 at Lipscomb, 75 at Miami, 71 at Dozer, Wellington 73, and Goodlitz 82, and Odell 87. I never did hear back from anybody. Is anybody not listening yesterday? If they are listening today and they know about the chicken farm in Odell, I need more information. I need some scoop on them. That's pretty cool. I seen them on the satellite. I zeroed in on a satellite. It's a big chicken farm is all I can tell you. Huge, huge. I think it looks like there's two sets of buildings, pens down there, whatever they call them, chicken gauges a couple miles apart. But that one complex is huge, very huge. Anyway, rain, let's check out rainfall amounts. Supposedly, and I think he's full of it, but Donnie Walker out there at Grimes said he got 5.6 inches. I'm pretty sure he doesn't know how to read his rain gauge because his rain gauge only goes to 5 inches. So anyway, 49/100 at Cheyenne, 1.22 at Bessie, 44 one-hundredths of an inch here at Elk City at the Mezzanette. We got 2,400s in the studio. 12 one-hundredths at Hollis. 1.11 at Slapout. 1.23 at Buffalo. Half inch at Woodward. Alva, 3,400ths of an inch. And then Fairview, 1.89 inches. If you want to text in to the Ag text line at 9697, more than welcome to with your rainfall amount if you like, and what close to what city you are, I'd appreciate it. And see that my little pinky is throbbing. I had a wrench incident last night while I was undoing a spark plug on the motor on my wheel drive on my side row, and it slipped. And I think you could have heard my voice within a lot of miles of the side row. So anyway, so what? Any you guys working on any project at FFA in FFA right now yet?
Right now, the main thing we've been working on was our trailer for the parade this weekend.
Oh yeah!
For the first time in a few years, we're gonna have an FFA float.
Yeah,
so we've been working on that all week.
What's the theme behind it? Is it a secret?
I'm not sure if I want to say it. I want to make it a surprise because these officers have a plan.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. You'll just have to wait and see what it is.
All right, cool. What number is your entry, you know?
I'm not sure.
All right. Yeah, we'll see. Because I'm going to be in the one of our vehicles here, either the Hummer or the SJ or whatever the nickname is for the cool 94 deal. We're going to be throwing out candies. I got Mr. Little Carter Ripitoe and Brady Vault going to be throwing out candy with me. And then I'm going to have the grandkids in there for just a little ways. And then I'm supposed to drop them off at the gas building. So anyway, we're going to have fun tomorrow. Big time. Yeah. Rodeo. You said you go to the rodeo every night.
Yep.
You like the rodeo, I take it.
Yeah.
So have you heard who the special event's going to be?
Isn't that one trick riding girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
I don't know if it's on this deal here or not. Let's see here. Nope. It's not on my sheet that I got here. Anyway, so we got that going on. And, yeah, it's a rodeo. It will continue. Be going on. It's always a favorite time of the year for Western Oklahoma.
Yep.
Yeah, you used to tell me you go all three nights. I remember when I was your age, I had to go all, I didn't have to, but I wanted to go all three nights back in, that would have been back in the 70s. Does that make you feel young?
A little bit.
So, anyway, all right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean and corn futures were higher in overnight trading as hot, dry, and in the past week, increased the amount of abnormally dry areas in parts of the Midwest. About 38% of Iowa was suffering from abnormally dry conditions in the week through August 27th, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. That's up from only 3.4% a week earlier, so that's quite a bit. 29% of Illinois was drier than normal. That's up from 9.4% 7 days earlier. Iowa and Illinois, as you guys all know, are our biggest producers of corn and soybean in the USA. Some 37% of nine state regions that includes Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky were all seeing dry conditions, up from 21% a week earlier. Also, supporting prices were signs of demand for U.S. agricultural products. Exporters reported sales of 118,000 metric tons of soybeans to China for delivery in the marketing year that starts on September 1st, which I guess that'd be Sunday, huh? And the following sales of 264,000 tons of soybeans to China, 100,000 tons of corn to Colombia, and 165,000 tons of corn to Mexico, all reported on Wednesday. Soybean futures for November delivery rose 8.25 cents to $10.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean meal added $1.50 to $3.1240 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.26 cents to 42.39 cents a pound. And corn futures for December delivery were up $0.0015 to $3.97.75 a bushel. Wheat futures fell overnight $0.01 to $5.47.75 a bushel, while Kansas City futures dropped 2.25 to $5.58 a bushel. Let's see here. What's going on with the weather in our farm belt? Low humidity and gusty winds will create dry conditions in parts of western and central Nebraska. According to the National Weather Service, conditions are ripe for wildfires and the region starting today and tomorrow, so they're in trouble unless some of this rain gets up there to them. This will cause elevated fire weather conditions to develop in areas that have not received much rainfall in the past several weeks. Hot weather is expected in parts of southeastern Missouri through this evening. Heat indexes near St. Louis will reach 105. So if you're going to the Golden Arts this weekend, wear shorts because it's going to be hot anyway. Hey, how about 66 to go?
66 to go, so good. If you like pizza, you have to try their Meat Lovers pizza. You can get it with regular crust or gluten-free crust. And if you like burgers, you can get a single, a double, or a mushroom Swiss burger with creamy fries and a cold drink with the best shaved ice in town. And my favorite part is their rich, creamy custard ice cream, and available in many different flavors. And you may ask why custard ice cream is different. It just is, and you just have to try it for yourself.
What's your favorite?
My favorite one was the cranberry one, I think.
They got cranberry out there?
It may not be cranberry, but it was like a cheesecake one.
Oh, yeah?
It was so good.
Yeah, chocolate's my favorite one.
And you can bring the whole family or the whole baseball team on the way to the game or on the way home. 66 to Go is open every day from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. And you go have both dine-in and drive-through. If you are in a hurry at lunch, drive-through, but have plenty of time, come in and relax. It is on the west side of Elk City on Old Route 66, just west of Hutch's west side.
All right, cool. Thank you very much for reading that. They got some, their fish basket they got is really good.
That's what my siblings get.
So it's pretty good anyway. We got a couple people text in so far, over an inch at Cooperton, but missed my place by a mile. Man, I know that feeling there, Major. And somebody else text in 1.2 inches north of Elk City. So anyway, some people are getting some rain. So you guys remember that next year, coming into the fall when we have the full moon in August, if it doesn't have a smiley face, it's not going to rain. It's not going to rain. So anyway, well, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll have your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update. And actually, since this morning, early this morning, the markets look better. So anyway, little positivity on positive stuff on this Friday. So we're going to take a break and we'll come right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August the 16th. 1,957 head were sold, 12 head of steers at 433 brought 317.50, 5 at 464 brought 338, 7 at 484 brought 310, 4 at 565 brought 265, 9 at 637 brought 258, 15 at 809 brought 244, 16 head of heifers at 408 brought 298, 5 at 473 brought 260, 4 at 8 at 629 brought 250, 9 at 643 brought 241, 20 at 689 brought 243, 8 at 739 brought 230. Butcher cows were 22 to 162. Butcher bulls brought 120 to 179.50. Bred cows were 1400 to 2900. Pairs were 1685 to 3350. Elk City Livestock, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You got a cough button over there. I don't have one. Anyway, had a little cough there. Anyway, McLean, Texas, 69 degrees, humidity's 94, dew point 68. The winds are out of the north at 3 miles an hour with a peak wind gust so far 26 miles an hour. I bet this is a rarity for McLean in August. 1.96 inches of rain so far in the whole month of August. 8-inch soil temperature, 83 one-hundredths of an inch. Be nice to get that much rain with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you guys, you live up there on the hill by the water tower.
Yeah.
You guys get all the wind.
Yes.
So anyway, all right, let's check out the Lipscomb Ag market updates, and everything looks really good. And on the positive side, corn for September 377, up 5 1/4. December's 4, up 4 1/4. Soybeans for September 981, up 7 3/4. November's up 8 at 10 even. Soybean meal is up 420 for September at 312.80. October's 312, up 360. Soybean oil down 0.17 cents to 43 cents a pound for September. Hard red winter wheat is even up today. September 550, up 4.5, and December's 564, up 3.5. And it just changed on me here. Let's see here. Sugar Daddy over there at Delhi, I hear that he's maybe, this is coming from his wife, so this has got to be real. He's thinking about growing pineapples again next year, so we'll see what happens. I think he doesn't want to because he can't insure it, so we'll see what goes on. October crude oil out of West Texas, 73.67, down $2.24. Natural gas is at 211 for October. The Dow and is down. S&P and the Nasdaq are in the green. Cattle all look good today. August live cattle 185.85, up 97. October's 178.92, up 102. Feeder cattle for September 240.85, up 135. And October's 238.05, up 137. And November's 235.27, up 87. Lean hogs for October 82.52, up 35. Sale barn is going strong today. There was quite a pair group there this morning already early. Have you ever ate at the sale barn?
No, I have not.
Your dad has been holding out on you. You got to go over there and get one of their cheeseburgers with grilled onions. You like onions? You
no.
Don't like onions? Really? Did your dad give you something today?
Yes, he did. He wanted me to tell all of y'all that the Beckham County has triggered for the livestock forage program for all grass acres in Beckham County and surrounding counties except for Roger Mills. Beckham County FSA office has 855 lease forms available and ready to pick up at the FSA office in Sayre. Anyone who leased land that either has grass or had a small grain crop for grazing this past year can pick those forms up now. They will be closed Monday for Labor Day. Watch for a future text or email, possibly within the next week, with the survey link to provide your livestock numbers.
All right. Does that include the survey link for those guys that's got flip phones? I got to make fun of, I don't make fun of Gary, but I make fun of Donnie because he had an iPhone and he got in trouble with it. So he had to go to a flip phone, back to a flip phone, old style. And he claims that he's got as much stuff on there as ours. And I just laugh at him. So anyway, all right, let's see here. 12, got that. Let's, you guys that check your emails in the morning, you probably already heard this. But this is awesome information as far as I'm concerned because it shows you that sometimes voters don't know what they're talking about. They let their emotions speak when they hit the checkbox instead of common sense motions. All right. So a couple of years ago, voters in Colorado voted to reintroduce the wolves to Colorado. Guess what? Here we go. You guys ready? After numerous requests from ranchers to use lethal measures following numerous livestock depredations, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, with technical support from federal partners, announced they have begun operation to capture and relocate the Copper Creek Wolf Pack. The pack was released. What it is they got to reimburse those ranchers their money.
Yeah.
And I bet it was stupid because I heard from a reliable source that lives up in Colorado. He said that these wolves were really wrecking havoc on the cattle crop up there in the deal. So anyway, they just released them. They haven't even been there a year and they're already moving them. So the decision to capture and relocate the Copper Creek Pack was made with careful consideration of multiple factors and feedback from many different stakeholders, said the CPW Director Jeff Davis. Our options in this unique case were very limited, and this action is by no means a precedent for how CPW will resolve wolf livestock conflict moving forward. Whatever. Anyway, the ultimate goal of the operations is to relocate the pack to another location where we can access our best options for them to continue to contribute to the being successful at restoring wolves to Colorado. It said CPW said it's committed to fulfilling the will of the Colorado voters to successfully restore the gray wolf population while meeting the needs of Colorado's communities. We have, throughout the implementation of the Colorado Wolf Restore Management Plan, CPW is working with wildlife biologists, federal partners, and producers to develop solutions that will reduce the risk of additional wolf death. Since 10 wolves were released in Colorado in December of 2023, 28 cattle, 11 sheep incidents have officially been reported, although there are several additional reports of livestock missing. Colorado Farm Bureau said the Copper Creek mating pair is believed to be responsible for killing at least 9 sheep and at least 7 cattle, including calves and yearlings, since April.
That's a lot.
So to help people understand, if you weren't listening when I was talking about this last year and earlier this year when they released them, there was nobody there but politicians when they released these wolves. Nobody wanted their picture in this deal. So the governor was there, though. Anyway, it's just they knew it was going to be a bad deal to start with. And what I think is crazy. The gray wolves are not native to Colorado. They're native to Canada. Hmm. So anyway, one up for the ranchers up there. They won, and they said it was going to happen to start with, and sure enough, it did. So it'll be interesting to see where they take him now. And probably somewhere where there's a lot of federal land, and probably cut off the ranchers that have grazing rights on these federal lands, these BLM lands, and they'll probably cut them off and say, well, if you get your cattle out of there, we don't have to worry about the wolves getting them, but the wolves are going to go somewhere to eat, no matter whether it is. So anyway, well, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Wheeler General Store, and I got a fact sheet for you for the Elk City Rodeo. Maybe there's some facts on there you don't even know, even though you like going to the rodeo. And then we're going to talk about your projects that you're taking to the county, Oklahoma State Fair, and the Tulsa State Fair.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about fall gardens. Mm-hmm. This I got me an expert on here on the garden deal. So anyway, she got her daddy on the text line just in case she doesn't remember something. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than innovative technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Oklahoma Bank and Trust has been your community bank since 1908. For over 110 years, we've been working hard to serve the banking needs of the people in our community. At Oklahoma Bank, our customers aren't just account numbers, they're our friends and neighbors. We offer all the products and services you'd expect from a bank, from checking and saving accounts to loans for your home, auto, or business. Come by our Clinton or Arapahoe branch to discuss how we can tailor our offerings to meet your needs. OB&T, your friendly bank since 1908. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Money may not buy happiness, but it can buy a bag of cotton candy, a burger, and a rodeo ticket, and the chance to see some pretty darn good bull riding, barrel racing, and the other great rodeo events as well. Hi, everybody. Wayne Brooks inviting you to the Rodeo of Champions in Elk City, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to watch the best rodeo action around. Brought to you by Barber Dyson Ford. Get your tickets online at ElkCityRodeo.com. It's the Elk City Rodeo this weekend. See you there.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Riley and Jimmy's back here to make you guys' life interesting. All right, let me check out. I didn't do them. Sorry, I was messing around during the break here. And I'll get her up. Let's go with Slap Out. 77 degrees at Slap Out. Dew point 63. Humidity 61. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 12. 1.11 inches of rain so far today, or in the last 24 hours. Last 10 days, 1.16. And three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 88 degrees. Sunset at 8:12. And mostly cloudy, 77 today. Tonight, 58. Get the hoodies out. Built the fires outside. It's that time of the year. Saturday, 83 degrees with northwest and northeast winds. So, really pleasant day tomorrow. So, the rodeo's going on.
Yeah.
And so, since Bradley likes the rodeo, we're going to talk about it anyway. I hope I say this right anyway, because she won't help me out on it. Anyway, she's talking about the trick rider. It's Madison Shalala, however you say it. Anyway, she's the trick rider. She'll be one of the five girls entertaining at the cowgirls, that is, at the Elk City Rodeo. We'll trick ride alongside the Flying Arena Stars and a Roman rider, Dusty Dickerson, Madison, I guess, lives in Arapahoe, has been trick riding since the age of 8, is a student at Southwestern Oklahoma State in Weatherford, and majoring in health science degree, will graduate in May of 2026, has two horses. You know their names?
No.
Trixie and Bowie. And this is her second year to perform at the Elk City Rodeo and is the daughter of Luke and Nikki. I'm sorry, this last name's got me. Shala, or something. I know I'm messing it up, and I apologize in advance. But we know who Madison, Luke, and Nikki are. How's that? Anyway, so did they get any things there at the bottom on what's going on at the rodeo time-wise? Today,
tonight, yep, is Dr. Pepper night. Kids ages 12 and under get in for free to the bleacher seating with a Dr. Pepper can.
That's one way to push your product, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to go buy a Dr. Pepper can so I can get in free. So anyway, the parade's tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And it is huge. Last year, it was huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, even coming down Broadway, coming back this direction, there's just as many people on that road now as there is out on the 3rd Street.
Yeah.
And so you guys got your little secret float that you got going on for the FFA from Elk City going on. I'll be in the Humvee. And then, because I know Nathan likes to drive the SJ, especially now that they got the front end fixed on it. So it's all good. Anyway, let's see what else is ever. Anyway, that's it. Tonight, the rodeo starts at 8. Tomorrow night, it starts at 8. And Sunday night, it starts at 8. So, anyway, all good. Anyway, let's talk gardening. Want to?
Yeah.
You know anything about gardening?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, let's see. I'll let you get it started.
All right. So, do you plant a fall garden?
No, I don't. I tried a couple years ago, and I think I ended up having to go on a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, it didn't do very good without me there taking care of it.
Yeah.
And I do have the high tunnel this year, and I thought about it, but peanut harvest takes up basically the whole month of October.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't give it the attention that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about you guys?
We don't really plant a fall garden, but several weeks ago we planted a few things in spots where we had to pull up plants from aphids or diseases. But it's been too hot for them to take off and grow, but hopefully with the weather cooling off, they'll take off and have time to produce before frosts.
Uh-huh. So do you know when the first average frost is?
For Beckham County, it's in between November 1st and November 10th.
And I'm just going to give everybody a warning because the Cotton King out of Wichita County asked me about it yesterday. So usually the old wise tales is when we get our first cold front, it's usually 6 weeks to frost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we got our first major cold front. So that puts us at the end of September, early October, that there might be a chance.
That's so
But it's a wise tale, so we'll see this year if it's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what in Beckham County, what, we have a 20% chance of getting 32 or below by, what, October 24th?
Yeah.
That would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what else we got there?
There's a 50% chance of getting 32 or below by November 3rd and an 80% chance of 32 or below by November
13th. Uh-huh. So, what if you are wanting to plant fall crops?
If you're wanting to, you can look at the days from planting to harvest on the seed package and then look into your little crystal ball and see when the first frost will be and hope and count back that many days to see if you have time.
All right. So, what's a good example?
For a lot of beans are 50 to 60 days in order to make crop by November 1st, you would need to plant them by September 12th. And for black-eyed peas, they're roughly 75 days. Those would have to have been planted by August 18th. But if our first frost is until mid to late November, you may still have time. Has my dad ever told you where he gets his black-eyed pea seeds from?
No.
We get ours from the dried bean and pea aisle at the grocery store. He says that that's the only black-eyed peas his grandpa ever raised.
Really? I know some people that get their watermelon and cantaloupe seed for the next year out of the grocery stores. If they find one that's really good, they'll save the seed out of it. So it does. That's cool. So you guys have a lot of black-eyed peas?
We don't ever plant that many.
Right.
I don't think we planted any this year.
So was that just mainly for you guys, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's the vegetable wagon going?
It's going good still.
So nobody stole nothing yet?
Thankfully, no. But we can load it usually. Recently, we've been picking it in the mornings, and then it'll be gone by that evening. But when we pick at night, we'll load it, and then by the time Dad gets home from work the next day, everything's gone. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, because you guys haven't been bringing it to town this year, have you? What? Is it because I announced it that one day and you guys got overwhelmed?
That was crazy.
I felt so sorry. I got up there and started helping you guys. He's like, you guys need crowd control.
Mm-hmm.
That one little lady, whoo, me and her about went fisticuffs. I want that cantaloupe. Well, I picked it up first, and then being the gentleman I am, I let her have it. But she was aggressive now.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Sandy says I'm not a very good vegetable stand person because of my personality. Because I can be a nice guy, but don't come up and pick all my squash up and squeezing them, tell me you can get them cheaper at the grocery store. That set me off. So, anyway, corn is probably too late for sweet corn.
Yeah, probably a little too late because they take 80 to 90 days.
Yeah.
And then for cucumbers, you may have time because they take 60 to 70. And then summer squash, they only take 40 to 50 days. So you can plant them and still get them in time. We have a lot that we just replanted last week that should be up soon, coming up.
Yeah, you guys have any major issues with squash bugs this year?
Not this year. We haven't seen any because we got these new things that my dad found. They're little stakes that you put around them, and it helps the leaves grow up and keep them off the ground, so it's harder for the squash bugs to get on them.
Yeah, and a hide.
Yeah.
And to hide. So what is this? Can you describe it, what it is?
I don't know exactly what it is, but there's just four stakes that you put in the ground around your squash, and then they have little bar things that keep it standing.
Right.
It's really simple. I just don't know what it's called.
Is it easier to pick the fruit too? Or not? Squash ain't terrible.
It's pretty easy unless one of the squash gets like stuck in between one of the stakes and the main branch part of it. Then it's kind of hard because it'll get stuck. But other than that, it's really easy.
Well, we were talking before the show as the white flies have showed up at my tomato plants.
Yeah.
Especially the older plants. And I found a source. It's from Haas. They supply all kinds of stuff for gardener seeds and other stuff. And they grow some pretty good gardens themselves. But it's H-O-S-S. Anyway, they had some horticulture oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered some the other day. And they the little white flies, some people mistake them for like little aphids or nerps or whatever they call them. But these are actually little baby flies that are so small. You actually, if you want to see their eyes, you got to look under them with a magnifying glass. But anyway, they turn in my tomato plant, some of them black, and the tomatoes had a rust, like a rust deal film on them. But anyway, they were killing them. And I really didn't think much about it because these were my older tomato plants and they should have been done by now, but they keep producing. And anyway, the other day I walked in there and I was like, okay, now they were moving to my newer plants. So anyway, some horticulture, if you have something like that, they're little bitty tiny white flies is what they are. And but Haas guaranteed this horticulture oil will nab them in the behind.
That's cool.
So anyway, so have you guys had any disease or insect problems out there this year?
Other than the aphids, we haven't had much of anything.
And that was your ladybugs taking care of that. All right, let's talk about that one more time in case somebody that wasn't listening last time is. So you can order ladybugs online, or like me, I had my wife pick some up at a nursery in Edmond, and she brought me, I think it was 3,000, 2,250 or 3,000 ladybugs. Yeah. Well, that evening, they come in those little bags, those little netted bags. I cut them and just let them go out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, there wasn't two or three ladybugs left. So then you told me the trick one day on the show about how to prevent that. So tell everybody how you do that.
So what you do is you'll take the ladybugs and put them in the fridge to put them to sleep. And then you go out during the evening when the sun's starting to set, and then release them. And then they're like still really loopy, so they don't fly away. And then when they wake up, they'll realize that there's food, so they'll stay.
Oh, I got you. So how long do you leave them in the refrigerator? I think somebody asked me that.
I don't think there's really a set time. We just leave them in there from when the mail drops them off, and then Dad gets home from work and the sun starts setting.
All right. And they're really not that expensive.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, you can order them online. I think you said your dad ordered them through Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sandy just ran into some up there at Edmond, and she brought them home for me.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's pretty cool. What else can we talk about for gardens? Some hardy ones. How about that?
Yeah. So there's some plants and vegetables you can plant that can withstand frost. And some of these are beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, kale, leaf lettuce, a lot of different greens, radishes, and turnips. These are all between 40 and 80 days, but like I said, it may be able to withstand a mild frost.
Right. Yep. And if you're, it's time to put strawberries in the ground for next season too, if I remember right. Isn't it time? Yeah, it's almost September.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's see here. So what all vegetables are you guys still getting out of your garden?
Even though it's starting to go down, our summer garden is still hanging on and producing a little bit, and we're still getting tomatoes, okra, squash, cucumbers, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon. But
the end is near.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's getting close.
What about so we were talking when you came in, you was excited about taking some of your vegetables to the fairs. What all fairs are you going to go to?
I always enter veggies at the county fair over in Sayre.
And that's coming up really quick.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly when it is, but it's coming up soon.
And then...
I go to the OKC State Fair.
Right.
And then this year, my ag teacher, she asked me if I take stuff to the Tulsa State Fair, and I told her I have never had before. And she said that if we still have vegetables during that time, that she would take me up there so I can enter some in there, too.
Well, how cool is that?
I'm going to try that out this year.
What all are you going to enter?
I'm going to try to enter everything, but it just depends on what's growing and looks pretty. But usually I always have tomatoes, okra, squash, cucumbers, and sometimes I do cantaloupe and peppers, but I don't know if I did last year or not.
So how does that work with vegetables at the county fair? Do they get to taste test them, or is it all looks?
It's all looks.
So if I'm going to be a judge over there, we're going to taste test everything. Well, the cantaloupe mainly, but the broccoli, yeah, I'll be looking at it and all that stuff. And the cabbage and the beets and stuff like that. Actually, beets are pretty good. So have you ever won anything?
Yeah, last year at the county fair, I got first in everything except for my pumpkin, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that why you're not taking one this year? Because you got beat?
Partially. And we didn't plant very many this year because of the cows keep getting into them.
All right.
And they're not growing
your cows.
Right now. They're not growing. They're not up and ready right now.
Right.
So, but I'm used to getting first.
Yeah. Wonder why? Because you're a good gardener. I had a listener text in and see if you can help him out. He says, ask her how to grow broccoli, when's the best time to plant, and when's the best time to harvest.
I cannot answer that question. Well, we don't plant broccoli.
Right.
So I really don't know. So that's just one of the things we've tried before, and it hasn't really worked out, so we quit doing it.
I gotcha. Yeah, it's not very good to eat anyway. My book. Anyway, we got to take a break. This show was going by fast, and me and you start talking about gardening. Anyway, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Southwestern Oklahoma.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here. I'm speaking with Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent, what's going on this time of year at SEI?
Well, Ron, we are booking seed for fall pasture. We have triticale, rye, hairy vetch, and radishes, which will make great pasture for this winter. And we also have winter cattle cube contracts available.
Thank you, Kent. For more information, give Kent a call, 580-225-0317. SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. I think Briley and I are going to make a good team. We went 6 minutes past our segment there. So anyway, let's check out some weather. The Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Hollis, 76. Dew point 70, humidity 79. The winds are out of the north at 7 miles an hour. 12/100ths of an inch so far. I did get a text in earlier. 2 miles south of Sarah, they got a half inch of rain so far. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 89, sunset 8:09, and 70% chance of thunderstorm. I just checked the radar. There's still a big cloud out there, but as it crosses the state line, it's kind of dissipating. Hopefully, it'll stay together here shortly, and we'll all get some rain from Hollis all the way up to Cheyenne, it looks like. 70% chance of thunderstorms today, 89 for a high, 67 for low tonight, 60% chance of rain, and 50% chance of rain tomorrow, and 86 with north winds. 86 beats the heck out of 104, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big time, big old four. So you made a point. You said you're coming to my event out there at the high tunnel.
Yeah.
So anyway, I should have had this up. You got yours up? You want to describe it?
I can pull it up real quick.
Where's mine at?
If I can find it.
Yeah, if I can find mine. Where'd it go? Oh, I can go back to Cassandra and find it. Sorry, folks. We're acting like professionals here.
All right, I found it.
All right. What's happening that day?
So, it's a high tunnel workshop. I'm talking about installment management and production. It is September 24th, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Jimmy Clark's Farm in Carter, Oklahoma.
You know him?
I think I've heard of him a few times.
Yeah, even my landlord's coming.
Really?
Yeah, he told me this morning. I don't know. I know he's not on Facebook because he's got a flip phone too. So his wife must have showed him. So yeah, he wanted to know if we're having steak. I said no, probably hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah, it's interesting in lengthening your growth, your growing season for vegetables. In this workshop, you will learn the benefits of growing in a high tunnel, different types of high tunnels, proper installation methods, crop management techniques, and federal financial programs available. This workshop will include a tour of the Carter Clark Farm showcasing tomato and pepper production.
Yeah, I hope we got something producing by then. I should have. The tomatoes, The peppers seem like they just keep on going. The high tunnel is just proof of you take the sun and the direct sunlight and the wind off of a vegetable garden, and it does wonders. The last time they're kind of bent over. I wasn't prepared for them being that tall.
Yeah.
My jalapeno pepper plants and some of my bell peppers, they are same height as the top of my head. 6 foot. And I wasn't prepared for that.
That's
so
crazy.
They're leaning over with weight. And my cantaloupe, my state record cantaloupe, or maybe state record cantaloupe is around 26, 28 pounds.
That's crazy.
And still dark green, so it's got room to go. I could give it a shot. Oh, man, show's over. All right, I guess we're done. And, Briley, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Bring your ag teacher in.
I'll talk to him and see if I can get him.
Hey, you guys, we won't have a show Monday, but I hope you have a safe and happy Labor Day this weekend. This is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Briley Pritchard. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma.